Bays, Perek, Tesvav. And I'm going to spend the few minutes we have trying to explain something which is, I think, very deep halachic lumdish and very pertinent from a davening spiritual point of view. So Perek Tesvav, let's just see the words. Seems innocent enough. We learn tefillah from the pasuk la'avdai b'chol levavchem u'v'chol nafshechem. I just want to point out to you, how many times does it say lev and nefesh in our Kriya Shema? It's not a trick question. Twice. First in the haftas Hashem alikach b'chol levavchem u'v'chol nafshechem, and then in the v'hayim shemaya la'avdai b'chol levavchem u'v'chol nafshechem. And the third time is v'samtem as dvarei ela al levavchem v'al nafshchem. Didn't think of that, right? So v'samtem as dvarei ela. So it's interesting, just to make a ha'ara as an introduction to our learning here, that in the case of ahava, the mitzvahs ahava v'haftas Hashem alikecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshcha, and that's ahava, mitzvahs ahavas Hashem. Second mitzvah is the mitzvah of avodas Hashem. Ezu avodas shebelev zot tefillah. That's v'hayim shemaya la'avdai Hashem alekeichem b'chol levavchem u'v'chol nafshchem. The third mitzvah is sima. I don't even know what it is. V'samtem is dvarai eila. There's ava, there's avoda, and then there's sima. V'samtem is dvarai eila al levavchem el nafshchem. So what happened to the kol? Mashma. That there's ava, there's avoida, and then there's sima. And in sima, sometimes, what is that talking about? Sometimes it's v'ra'ela, they're talking about the whole parsha there, that v'asafta d'gonecha, v'sireish v'itzarecha. If you do good, it's going to work out for you. If you don't do good, it's not going to work out for you. There seems to be no kol there. And the subject of the Nefesh HaChaim in Perek Tesvav is, what does kol mean? And maybe we can understand the kol of the Parsha Rishon of Kriya Shema, the kol of the Parsha Shni of Kriya Shema, and the lack of kol in the mitzvah of Sima. That's the sugya. So, Mashakasav, this is what it says in the Torah, u v'chol nafshechem. The dagesh here is on the word kol. So kol nafshechem, just like kol levavchem. Just like b'chol levavcha, b'chol miyadecha, u'b'chol nafshecha, b'chol miyadecha. So yadua, says the Nefesh HaChaim, yadua pluktas chazal, b'kamaduchti b'shas, that there is an ongoing machlokes in Shas. We find it in Sanhedrin Ayin Ches, many places. What does kol mean? Kol can be translated in two ways. Manda martevas kol pirushai kulai. Ulachab manda mer pirushai mixas. How does kol mean mixas? Kol dehu. Mixas. Mandamar pirushai mixas v'chol shehu. V'chenu inyin kan shneim amitim. So let's first know what we're talking about. The Gemara has a case as follows. The pasuk says, in Parshas Emor, v'ish ki yake kol nefesh adam. It's good because we're talking about kol nafshechem. V'yish ki yake kol nefesh adam. Mois yumas. Okay, it's pretty strong. V'yish ki yake is talking about you killed somebody. So if you killed somebody, mois yumas, you get the death penalty. Rashi says, L'fish nemar make ish. It says yake, just says you hit him. It doesn't say you killed him, right? So Rashi says, Ein li elosh, since it says in Shmois, make ish, and there it's talking about killing, so he's quoting a Gemara, Ein li elosh harag es ish. He's talking about you killed the guy. So you killed the guy. You killed somebody. So it could have just simply said, V'ish ki yake nefesh adam. The person kills another person. For what is this kol? Ish ki yake kol nefesh adam. No, not supposed to anything. If you killed somebody, so you're a yake, or ish ki yake, meaning Rashi says you kill. That's what yake means. Nefesh adam. Oh, a kol can mean you're killing him a little bit. Killing him a little bit.
Right.
So the question comes down from the kol. Correct, I'm sorry, I didn't say it. But the kol, it comes out that the question really is, can you, like, you can't be a little bit pregnant, but can you be a little bit dead? You say yes. if so, we all experience tchias abesim every day. Machayim esimato. You go to sleep, 1/60th death. So it's mashma, like some conditions.
Of course.
Some conditions are complete. Like it's a yes or no. It's a black and white situation. Or some are, you know, incremental. You know, so the Gemara asks this question in the following ways. The Gemara says, here, he brings it here. Ishkiyake, so he brings Tana Rabbanon. This is the Gemara that the Nefesh HaChaim is bringing. Hikuhu asara bnei adam ba'asara makoleis b'meis. Okay, a gang war. So hikuhu asara bnei adam, 10 people come to attack. This is, by the way, the chap of gangs and terrorists and these things, that they come as a mob. So if they come as a mob, so nobody's chayev. Who are you going to be mechayev? I didn't kill him. He killed him. I didn't know. Who dealt the death blow? Or does it not make a difference? So Gemara says, so Gemara discusses everything. Gemara discusses this, that hikuhu asara bnei adam ba'asara makleis, or makoleis, v'meis. So 10 people standing in line, let's say, bein bebazachas, bein bezacherzeh, 10 people standing in line, each one has a baseball bat, and each one hits the guy on the head. Am I getting everyone in a good mood? Right? Just, you know. And the 10th guy scores the home run. So on the other hand, if the 10th guy would have just hit him, kacha, so he wouldn't have died. It was the accumulation of the nine hitters before him, which caused the 10th guy to be the rotzeach. So the Gemara wants to know, hikuhu asar b'nei adam asar makoleis v'meis. I doubt if this case would come up a lot in Sanhedrin, but maybe. But I think really what the Gemara is asking is a more profound question: is each one killing him a little bit? And now the guy finally is killing him. Is it just killed him a little bit? Or is death a black and white situation that, look, until you got here, number 10, he was alive?
The death blow.
So you dealt the death blow. So therefore you killed him. But yeah, but you also killed him a little bit. So like I say, when it comes to pregnancy, I presume this is true, kach kibalnu, that you can't be a little bit pregnant. Okay, hello. Is there any other case like that? It's a medical situation, which is absolute. Death kufa, you know. But here we're saying that it's interesting because pregnancy is the beginning of life, and death is the end of it. So in pregnancy, so it's a yes or no situation. Well, so that's it. That's kufa the question. It's not a clear thing. So somebody goes, God forbid, and smacks a goses in the face, or unplugs his device, his respirator. So, you know, like he can argue, maybe he's correct, that, look, I'm not, you know, he was 90% dead. So that's that 90, that little 10% death, I mean, Svarim have written about, is that called killing? So the conventional thing that you're supposed to tell doctors is, oh, that's you killed him. You killed him. You are killed him. You killed him. You're chayavisa. If there would be Edom and Hasro, we would kill you. That's what you're supposed to know. Yeah, just let's question whether it's true. This is not the subject of our shir here, but is it true? So says the Gemara.
He's not dead, right?
I understand, but he died.
No, I'm saying when he's 90% dead, he's not dead because sometimes doctors are wrong.
It could be, but the fact that he died from something that a live person, a healthy person, wouldn't die from is the haray that he was a little bit dead. That's the halachic category of ghosis. But so what? If he was already dead, so like there's a din of there's a whole
we need the category.
There's a whole sugya of horegas atrefa. It's a sugya. So horegas atrefa. It's not so pashit if a guy's if you're looking out your office window of the Empire State Building and you see a guy falling, and you ask him how you doing. Well, so far so good. you got a couple seconds to look down and see that there's no way he's going to make it. So it's a Gemara's case. So you take a shot at him. What the heck? So who killed him? He was a monotavratavar. The Gemara has this situation. A monotav. I'm not saying this is like Rabbi Shmuel Salanter would do this, but I'm saying that it's is it are you were you hiring a nefesh? So you're hiring is a hiring. In other words, so this is a similar, this is even a better situation. Because here you have each one killing him a little bit. Is there such a thing as killing him a little bit? This is a Gemara's question. We don't have to have an ethical discussion here. So Gemara says, Hiku asar b'nei adam basar ma'kaleis v'meis, bein b'basachas, bein b'zachazeh, peturin. They're putter. Who's putter?
Verse 9.
The last guy's putter. My taima. Last guy's putter, Rashi says. Paturin means everybody, including the last guy, is putter. Why? Because v'ish kiyake kol nefesh adam adika kol nefesh. So the Gemara here is learning, you got to kill a whole person. If you didn't kill a whole person, you didn't kill a person. So the guy, the number 10, who didn't kill the whole person, of the Gemara here, but that's what Rashi says in the Gemara, that if you didn't kill the whole person, meaning you killed a dead person, or 90% dead person, so you didn't kill the person.
Because there's a traitor.
Like a trefa. No, but even the person who made him a trefa didn't kill him because he's not dead. So nobody killed him.
Are we looking also at the power of the strike? In other words, are we saying maybe that each person on their own doesn't have enough kerch to kill him? The 10 together do, but seeing as each one individual didn't, then that...
He would not have died if one of them weren't there. So everybody... And so nobody, according to the first man to Amar in the Braisa, nobody's chayiv, because nobody killed ish ki. That's the limit of the pasuk of ish ki yake kol nefesh adam. You have to kill a kol nefesh. Yeah.
Also the patur of a nefesh.
Maybe. So okay. I'm not like good at life and death issues. I regal achas. I'm just saying. I'm saying that. That this is a machlokes in the Gemara. First of all, there's a lot of to go from the machlokes in the Gemara to the hospital room. But the Gemara says, theoretically, it has to be kol nefesh. This is one shita. He only brings her in the Targum one shita. Then, but there's a machlokes here in the Gemara. The Rabbanan come along and say, oh, I'm sorry. V'das Rabbi Yehuda ben Baseri brings in the bottom here. V'das that's the shita of the Rabbanan. Das Rabbi Yehuda ben Baseira, da achrin chayiv. The last one's chayiv. It says you have to kill kol nefesh. Kasha. Sfir lei, kol nefesh afilu mixas nefesh. It killed him a little bit.
If all 10 killed him at the same time, they don't.
So one second. So why aren't the first 9 chayiv? They also killed him a little bit. The answer is, but he didn't die. So in Brisk, they would say, you killed him, but it was missing a shear. Right? So you hear like there wasn't a shear. He's breathing. There's no shear misa here. But so Elchanavi, you did a misa ritzicha. But the last guy, he killed him because he's dead. So the machleik is here in the mar. Afilu mixas nefesh. Ukafia nira says the Torah Tumima. Also avalajiner. Ukafia nira. Pliga babir hamuvan milas kol. What does kol mean altogether? The Rabbanan sphere like kol kulay mashma. That the Rabbanon hold kol means kulay. You have to kill a whole person. You can't kill a half a person. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseris virulei kol pirushei kol zehu.
Any, all.
That's the shadow. Ukai gavne pligi Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseris Rabbanon ben Menachas Yud Aleph Amud Beis gavi kol hamin kol hamincha ubebuchoris gimel amud aleph bechor kulay. Bechor mashma, kol ha-bechor, right? Afilu miksasa bechor, v'kaimelon k'rabban. Halacha is like the Rabbanon. So this machlekes is a machlekes everywhere. What does the word kol mean? Let me explain something a little bit just further, like l'hasber is hadavar. In other words, I'll give you an example in halacha. There's a machlokes also whether between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Do we say a chatzi shir asur min haTorah? So you eat a half a kezayis of chazer, chas v'shalom. So Rabbi Yochanan says you're asur m'deraisa, but you have to eat a shir. Chazer litz terufei, that's his lashon. Chazer litz terufei. So you ate something that if you'll eat another half of the same thing, you'll be eating chazer. Does that make sense to anybody? He says, you're over in Isser Deraisa. According to most Rishonim, he means, you're over in Isser. It says, Aser, Chatzishir, Aser, Min HaTorah. Before it's Min HaTorah. So the Pashat of Shad, Min HaTorah is Aser, Mid Deraisa. There are those Rishonim that learn Aser, Min HaTorah means Mid Derabanim.
Just no punishment.
Right. There's no punishment. So it's all, right, very good. Well said. So it's an Indian of Oynish. It's not an Indian of anything else but Oynish. Chatzishir, Aser, Mid Derah. Amr Reish Lakish. The Torah says a shir. You're not chayiv until you eat the shir. What's the machlokes here? So, we're talking lumdus and halacha. What's the machlokes? It just seems to me like you, let's say you take an orange. You have an orange. Now you take the orange and you cut it in half. So now you have two halves of orange, but it's all orange. Every molecule of it is an orange. You cut in 8 pieces, 20 pieces, 50 pieces, it's still orange. It's not an orange, but it doesn't have the sheer of an orange. So if you say to somebody, go to the store and buy me an orange, and they bring you back a tiny little piece of orange, that's not what you meant. Well, people do that. but it's not an orange, but it's 100% orange. Now, right? Let's say I say, go to the store and buy me an iPhone. And he brings me half an iPhone. So, listen, I brought you a chazi litz terufei. You know, it was cheaper. Or he brings me an iPhone that doesn't work. So he brings me an iPhone that doesn't communicate. So it's not the pshat that it's missing a shear. It's sefelt against the zech. The whole, it's missing the whole thing. So you have to be choker, right? Hear the chiluk here. You understand this? So you have to decide everything, whether it's every molecule of it is b'mahusay what it is, or is it only what it is when it comes to a shear. This is the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish by Isser Torah. We don't know what Isser Torah is. How do you define chazer? Is it the pshat that the Torah said, look, this stuff is poison? And, okay, you know, you're going to eat a whole shear of poison, you're going to die. If you're going to eat a little bit of it, you'll get sick. But it's the whole thing is kol kuloi poison, the pashtus, right? Or Reish Lakish comes along and says that, we're not looking, this is what I think, I don't know if this is true, but I think this is the pshat in the Gemara. We're not looking at whether, at chazer like poison. How do you know that? Chazer like poison. The Torah says an isser achila. That's not achila. Chatzishir is not achila. He didn't do anything. Yom Kippur, it's not poison. It's not treif. It's Yom Kippur. So over there, we have clear the halacha that the choyla is allowed to eat a chatzishir. Choyla. It's asur midrabanan. To eat a chatzishir is asur midrabanan. Not everybody can just go eat b'shiurim, but it's an isur derabanan, which they gave a chumra of deraisa. So that being said, if it's a chatzishir, why is that different than every other? Nobody's going to tell you to eat a chatzishir of chazir. And yet, yet a Rav will tell you, if you're not feeling good, to eat a chatzi shir. If not talking about pikuach nefesh, you're just allowed to eat. We're talking about a choyla. So a choyla, she'ein by sakana, there's no pikuach nefesh involved. So you can eat a chatzi shir. What's the difference between a chatzi shir of Yom Kippur and a chatzi shir of chaser? Chaser is chaser. And Yom Kippur is kosher. I mean, glatt kosher. Right? I mean, there's no... So on one, any way you slice it, it's chaser. But on Yom Kippur, the Isser is inui. And since the Isser is inui, so inui has a shear of a kazayis, a kosevis, or whatever the shear of a chila is, according to which sheet in the Gemara you're saying. So a chatzi shear is not a chila. So comes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and they're arguing about this very same thing. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying, look, chatzi shear is asur min hatorah, you just didn't eat enough. But you're ingesting a poison, you're ingesting chazir. The same question can come up in any medical issue. Like, is it at some, like, this is the shear, but if I didn't eat a shear, it's okay. The doctor didn't kill me. So when you're talking about our Gemara here of 10 people hit somebody, each one, none of them, to answer your questions, are kedei lamus. None of them gave him enough of a bang with the baseball bat that he would die. But the combination of 10 bangs, of 10 hits, so he died. So if you'll say they have to go call nefesh, they're all putter. Nobody killed him. He's dead. Nobody killed him. There is no killer here. Look, life is a killer. You know, you can't come along and say person is, God forbid, ill. You can't come along and say, well, you know, you killed me because in 1966 you aggravated me such you gave me a heart attack and that's where the whole thing began. Is that a murderer? So the question is, can you say that the doctor at the end of the whole story, who says there's no quality of life here, plunk, let's unplug the, you know, is that called killing? It's really the same child, just on two different ends. So the question is, do you say kol means everything? Or does it mean anything? That's the machlokes in the Gemara. Do you say kol means everything? Or do you say kol means anything? See, I remember, I might have said this to you, but just, Saber Sa'oizen, I remember when I lived in Australia, there was this very mysterious situation that every single, in the intensive care unit, so every single day, a person in a particular room in a particular bed would die at about 4 or 5 o'clock, and this happened repeatedly. Obviously different people, because the first one died. So, but, yeah, it was a deathbed. But the truth is, it was a deathbed. That's the point. You know, like, this was a very, like, bad place to be. But particularly in this thing. So, anyways, like they couldn't figure out whether they brought an expert or everything. It's a true story. As it worked out, it came out every day at 4 o'clock. The cleaning lady came in and unplugged the respirator and plugged in her vacuum cleaner.